Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr., Steep Learning Curve in Knowing Who to Surround Yourself With in D.C. by Hannah Blow on July 18, 2023. Donald Trump Jr. on Saturday said there was an incredibly steep learning curve in knowing who to surround yourself with in D.C. but offered a promising word to those who are worried about a second Trump term. After 4 years of experience, you know who the snakes are, and you know not to put them on. Breitbart News asked Donald Trump Jr. what he would say to voters who have concerns over personnel who former President Trump surrounded himself with during the first term, and he explained that the learning curve has been steep. "I think the learning curve has been incredibly steep. Right? You come in as an outsider," he began during an interview at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida. "There's ups to that, there's a lot of advantage, right? You're not locked into the dogma, and we saw that. As in getting these deals done in the Middle East and getting a lot done in North Korea and with China," he explained. "Like, you moved a lot of needles. Now when that comes to personnel, you may not know, right?" he said, explaining that the currency in D.C. is those favors. "So you put someone in the position and eventually they'll put you in a position, and everyone moves themselves ahead that way. It takes a while to figure that out," he said, contending that Trump now has 4 years of experience of this behind him and fully understands the extent of that problem. "Now that you have that 4 years of experience, now you know who the snakes are," he said. "You know not to put them on. You've seen what they've tried to do to my father. I think they're trying to put them away for 450 years, I believe. They tried to put me in jail for treason, a crime punishable by death. Now you got a guy that actually knows and wants to do something about, and fully understands just how bad that problem is. And that's what DC fears more than anything, as evidenced by the visceral reaction you see, frankly, from both sides." Meaning the uniparty, the Democrats and their Justice Department, as well as sort of the Reno Republicans and the weaklings, he added. Watch the full interview below.